9 a.m.
Jacka News. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 19 en Malakhleni 17, Rustenburg 19. Suid-Afrika het steeds nie genoeg gedoen om van die finansiële aksietaakspan se gryslys verwyder te word nie. Die internasionale waghond het sy 3-dag vergadering in Singapore afgesluit en gesê alhoewel verbeterings aangebring is, is belangrike tekortkominge steeds in plek. Anastasie Mogobo het meer.
South Africa was put on the grey list a year ago due to the government's failure to enforce international standards and regulations on anti-money laundering and terrorist financing. Earlier this year, the Treasury said it had made significant progress in building a financial system that is less vulnerable to abuse and illicit financial activities. However, it still needs to address at least 6 of the 22 technical deficiencies that the Financial Action Task Force had raised. Treasury had previously said that South Africa would be removed from the grey list by February next year. Anastasia Mogobo for Jacaranda FM News.
Hoof-ekonoom aan die Efficient Groep, Dawie Rood, sê indien koalisie-onderhandelinge goed verloop, kan dit goeie nuus beteken vir moontlike laer rentekoerse. Dit terwyl partye sukkel om ooreenkomste te bereik in die regering van nasionale eenheid.
Chances are quite good that we're going to see a significant reduction in the petrol price, and that will be good for inflation over the next couple of months, and that will create an opportunity for the Reserve Bank to start cutting interest rates.
Die grensbestuursowerheid wagte het minstens 5 reisigers in hegtenis geneem wat groot hoeveelhede geld weggesteek het in plastiek sakke. Die verdagtes is in hegtenis geneem by Quashnek grensbos deur die grensowerhede lede van die SANDF en nasionale polisie. Grensowerheid woordvoerder Memo Mogotsi sê 'n voertuig is vasgekeer as 'n deel van 'n normale prosedure.
Found to be in possession of concealed South African currency worth 1,480,050 rand. The money which was counted and underwent counterfeit verifications was then deposited into the state bank account pending further investigations on the matter.
Randwater het herstelwerk by Eikenhof 'n pompstasie voltooi na 'n kragonderbreking by die stasie vroeër van dese week. Die netmaatskappy pak 'n 5-week lange herstelwerk plan aan om sy infrastruktuur te onderhou in Gauteng, Mpumalanga en Noordwes. Die herstelwerk sal na verwagting voltooi wees teen die einde van Julie. Duisende inwoners van Johannesburg ervaar laat tot geen waterdrukking in sommige areas. Randwater woordvoerder Makhosi Maru sê munisipaliteite is ingelig van moontlike onderbrekings.
The water utility has requested municipalities to inform their customers about the extent and the impact of water supply interruptions.
En Amerikaanse magte sê hy het 7 hommeltuie vernietig, sowel as 'n beheerstasie voertuig in die Houthi-beheerde area van Jemen. Die Houthi-rebelle val reeds maande lang kommersiële skepe aan in die area met missiele en hommeltuie. Meer op jackaranfm.com, klik op news. Ek is Emil Pinaar, our top story this hour, South Africa remains grey-listed.
What? The top story is not Biden's what? What? Olivadelt. Speaking of Olivadelt, do you think the world was a better place 29 years ago? It was a little bit more peaceful. Do you know what happened 29 years ago? For the first and only time, a US space shuttle, Atlantis, docked with the Russian space station Mir. I could do with more of that, please. Some cooperation. Yeah. And maybe Opie Arden near Emily. Thank you so much. Further news details, jackarandfm.com. Click on the news tab.
More music you love.
The beat goes on and I close my eyes.
With Alex J. Jacaranda FM.
West to the sand, it's all we talked about lately. I packed a car, bring your guitar and Jane for smoking.